places. I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces. Been with some beautiful girls. After all I witnessed, one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas. First he lit the sunshine, then he made the waters deep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways. God bless Texas. God bless Texas.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is the barometric pressure could possibly causing your marriage problems. Now, you need to understand something today, that we live in energy. Try to understand me today that energy has a lot to do with the way you live. I want to tell you that I went and bought me some flowers. I paid about $50 for these roses. And when I planted these flowers, the following day, wind started blowing, an east wind, or it could have been coming from the west. The wind came from the west and it killed my roses. And I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? I just plant these flowers. I paid $50 for these flowers. And then the wind comes and kills the flowers. But that's not all that's been happening to me. Some things are happening to you also if you would pay attention to a little detail. There were storms brewing in the forecast. And me and my wife, we started to argue. We started to get into a fight. We started saying some things that we normally don't say. We started doing things that we normally don't do. And I would bet. And as I stood there and I wondered, I said, why are we saying the things we normally don't say? I realized a storm was coming from the south. The barometric pressure was changing. And if you're sensitive, if you got sensitivity to the barometric pressure, you start doing and acting like things you don't normally do. And I'm here to tell you that the barometric pressure could be causing your marriage problems today. Woman, you might say that my husband's acting strange. And husband, you might say that your wife is acting strange. And I would tell you it's because of the barometric pressure in the weather. It's the barometric pressure in the weather. When the weather changes, you change. When the air pressure changes, you will change. You ever wonder why marriages are at an all-time high? You don't hear this in the church. It is because of the barometric pressure, the wind, air pressure. And when the barometric pressure and the weather changes increase, marriages and divorce happens more, and there's an increase of marriages being broken down. You see, the Bible says in Solomon 2:1, I am the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys. Have you ever planted a rose and then the wind comes and kills it? How about you today? Have you ever noticed that there's an increase in the wind? The wind is increasing. And the weather is changing, and when the wind increases, it kills your flowers. How many of you know today that Jesus is the rose of Sharon? And Sharon was a very fruitful place where David's cattle were fed. And it was a place of excellence. And it was a place where a lot of flocks roamed, and all your cattle roamed, yes. And perhaps it would be better with almost all the virgins to translate, I am the rose of the field. Jesus is the rose of the field. He is the rose of Sharon. He is the most perfect flower. You see, a bridegroom had just before called her fair. She, with becoming modesty, represents her beauty as nothing extraordinary and compares herself to a common flower of the field. But we need to understand something today, that the barometric air pressure could possibly be causing your marriage problems. Before you decide to go to the courthouse and sign the divorce papers, I want you to look. Are you possibly living with barometric pressure changing, which is causing you, your husband, or your wife to argue more and more and more? And so this east wind keeps coming, and this wind keeps coming, and it keeps killing our flowers. And I'm not lying. I planted flowers, and they only last maybe a week, and then the wind blows them dry. This happens where I live in Indiana, and I'm really sick and tired of it. I don't know what to do. And I got to be honest, I'm sick and tired of you too, because you're selfish. But that's not the problem here, is it? The problem is, everybody wants to kill everything. Because we got some demon, we got farmers praying pesticides, killing the community. And now the wind is killing my flowers. And on top of that, people are getting more selfish and greedy, and they all want to suck and destroy everybody around them. And come on! And on top of that, the weather, the barometric pressure is increasing headaches and causing more arguments than marriages and divorce. The increase of this evil. And so I wanted some roses in my yard, but the wind kept on killing them. And then I said, Jesus, my flowers are dying. And Jesus said, of course, I'm sending the east wind. And when the east wind blows, it's going to kill everything because America's under judgment of the east wind. And I am the rose of Sharon, Jesus told me. He says, I am the perfect flower. America took the perfect flower out of this country. We don't have Jesus anymore, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. He was the perfect and is still today the perfect rose. But you see, God is sending an east wind because judgment's on America because we have taken Jesus out of this nation who is the perfect rose. And so every time I tried to plant a rose, the wind would come and kill it. Every time you try to go and present Jesus Christ, some satanic show comes and kills it. Every time you want to bring Jesus to a community, there's always the New World Order beast churches that are coming to wipe it out and kill it. Oh, come on, somebody. Just go through your communities today. How many roses do you see anymore? You don't see them anymore, do you? Because the east wind is coming to kill. If it ain't the New World Order beasts and your satanic preachers whose only goal is to take the old people's social security funds, if it ain't those people but the roses today, no wonder they cost so much anymore. But when you plant them, the wind comes and just wipes them out. You see, the rose was considered to be the most perfect of all flowers. And so Jesus can be considered to be the actual rose of Sharon. Because he is the perfect of all flowers. And if you want men, if you want to give women a flower, give them Jesus. Because he is the actual perfect flower, the rose of Sharon. God is telling us that his son Jesus is the rose of Sharon rather than just having him to be one to just give us the rose flower due to his perfect nature and perfect love that he has for all of us. He is perfect in nature, perfect in love. Yes, he is the rose of Sharon. But damn it! I am so sick and tired of this wind destroying my rose. I'm so mad. Jesus is the rose of Sharon. He is the most beautiful of the roses. Jesus is that most perfect flower. And yes, the roses cost too much at Walmart. And I'm sick and tired of being overpriced. But there's so many things that can cause a rose to be destroyed. Fertilizer, the pest, the environmental stress, the sunlight, and the water. Everything comes against your rose. Now I'm telling you, just like Jesus is the perfect rose, there's so much coming against you. Those of you that love Jesus, if it ain't your satanic church down the road, and if it ain't that satanic preacher, oh come on somebody, if it ain't Satan himself, if it ain't the evil society we live in today, everything is coming against you, the perfect rose. And every time I plant my rose, there's something coming against it to kill it. And I'm sick and tired of you trying to kill Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. damn bastard, selfish. You don't care about anything. You don't care about roses. You don't want to even plant any rose in your garden because you're too damn lazy. And all you want to do is sit on your butt and watch Netflix. And Jesus wants you to go out. But at least I'm trying to plant roses. But I got some damn east wind trying to kill it. Now you need to understand something today. This change of weather causing this barometric pressure can cause headaches and discomfort to your wife, your husband, and your own family. And I want to tell you something today. Barometric pressure, they can cause headaches by creating pressure with your surrounding atmosphere, your sinuses. The barometric pressure changes when you go from different altitudes. But it's common in every human being. The same thing happens to your joints and people that have arthritis when this barometric changes. And I want to tell you something. The reason why your marriage is not making, it could be because of barometric pressure. The reason why, wives, you need to forgive your husbands, because when that barometric pressure changes, he could say something to you. And he could, and he doesn't mean to say it. It's the barometric pressure. You understand that before you go and to these talk shows and before you divorce your husbands and decide to join these other women and go to these Phil Donahue's. Oh, come on, somebody. These talk shows, and now you're joining all these ladies and patting your damn evil self on your back, and you're joining the single mom clubs, and all it was is your husband was sensitive to barometric pressure. But no, he said something to hurt your feelings, so you went to the courthouse, you decided to sign the divorce papers, and next thing you know, you joined all these women, and now you wonder why you can never trust a man again. And it wasn't the man. It was the barometric pressure. You didn't understand your husband was sensitive to the barometric pressure. So now you're on Oprah, or I don't even know the new show talk shows today. And now you're one of the victims. And, oh, my husband was verbally abusive. Well, I bet that happened every time the wind changed. Every time the barometric pressure changed, it happened. My husband's changing. No, the weather's changing. And so his nerves are changing with the weather. So I want to help some of you marriages out there, you couples out there that are having a very hard time right now. I want to tell you, there's basically, the north is not good for those of you that are sensitive to barometric pressure. You need to go in the warm climates. Hawaii is the greatest place, then Florida, maybe California. You ever wonder why all the foreigners move to California? Less barometric pressure. They're very sensitive to the barometric pressure. And no, Pastor Dean is not a Russian agent. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't know why you guys think I'm a Russian agent, all right? I just love Jesus. Yeah, so Hawaii, Florida, California, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Arizona, Georgia, Texas, all the southern states would be good for you if you're sensitive to barometric pressure. Now, I'm not saying it's perfect. Obviously, there's storms happen. The weather changes. But the northern states are not going to be good for your migraines and your headaches. But I want to tell you something about this wind that's occurring across America, and it's happening a lot more. And I want to tell you what Jesus talks about the east wind. And I want to tell you when the wind increases, more judgment is happening in this country. And I want you to realize there's been more storms in America. The winds are going at they're getting stronger. I swear I live in a wind tunnel. And the wind is always coming from the west, but Jesus talks about the east wind. I don't think it matters if it comes from the west or the east. The fact is the wind is increasing, and when the wind increases, it dries out your crops, it kills your flowers, and it kills everything in life. If you want to know the wind, the barometric pressure, the weather is literally destroying marriages across America, destroying our crops, destroying our livelihood. That's why there's more greenhouses being built to protect the barometric pressure. Oh, come on, somebody. In Job 37:17, the Bible says, garments are warm when he quiets the earth by south wind. Out of the south comes the whirlwind. This happens during the judgment period when the people from the south are called to do the work of judgment. And when this wind blows, the sinners will be quiet because of their sins and in shame. And when the south wind blows, everyone's garments will become warm because of the heat it brings. God's anger is felt in this wind. I want to tell you something today, that in the wind is getting stronger. This is a sign of judgment on America, and I'm sick and tired. I can't even plant a rose because of the west wind comes to kill my roses. And on top of that, you bastards, you're killing Jesus, who is the perfect rose. Oh, come on, man. I mean, your church is satanic. You're a bunch of church worshipers. You're not Jesus worshipers. And you love Satan. Jesus is the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. Jesus is the perfect rose. If you want to give somebody a perfect gift, give them a beautiful rose. That is Jesus Christ. Here we have roses that are being destroyed by the east wind, and all you want to do is sit on your butt and play with your iPhones, and meanwhile our whole society is dying because of satanics, and I'm sick and tired of your church because you only love Satan. You've taken Jesus down in the cross. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, you think you're better than me? Oh, excuse me, almighty great one. You look good in society, but we all know you're damn evil. So if you turn with me to the Bible in Luke 12, verse 55, Christ said, when the wind blows from the south, the heat will come. And in this chapter, he was saying how to discern the signs of the times. This wind is a major sign with the clouds and other judgment signs, and how to discern the signs of Christ's coming. So the prophet should know when the hot south wind blows, heat is coming also. This is why the garments are hot, because God is present in the south wind and it comes to his anger. How many of you know today when the south wind comes up to the north and the north cold wind comes to the south, we got tornadoes and the wind destroys not only families but all homes and everything. Oh, come on, somebody. The reason why your marriage is right now, you're about to divorce, I want you to really think about it before you go sign those papers, woman. I want you to really think about it before you sign those papers, man. It's because of the barometric pressure. The barometric pressure. It's giving you headaches. You're saying things you normally don't say. Men, you just cussed at your wife. Now she doesn't trust you. It was because of the barometric pressure. The wind was coming over the plains. You didn't see the signs. You didn't know. Your body started shaking. And then you cussed at your wife. And she called you a verbal abuser. And she left you. And she joined the other women that says, my husband is verbally abusive. And you're sitting there and said, I normally don't ever say that. I normally don't ever do that. And then the wind came, and then not only that, you found yourself in a tornado and it destroyed your whole house. That damn wind anyway, from Satan, destroyed my house, destroyed my flowers, destroyed my marriage, and now my head hurts and it's destroying my health. Don't you know wind is the judgment of God? So in Jeremiah 18, 15 through 17, because God's people have forgotten him and have burned incense to vanity or when they are rich and proud, like at the moment during the Laodicean there, God will scatter them with the east wind. How is God going to destroy you guys? With wind. It's with the wind he's going to destroy a nation. Some of you think that big army is going to destroy you. Well, it could. But I'm telling you, it's this east wind or west wind, south wind, north wind. It's with the wind. The wind is going to destroy you, man. How many of you live in a windy place right now? You can relate with me because I do. And that wind, boy, I can't even plant any flowers. I told my wife, I said, don't worry about planting flowers. The wind is going to kill them. So in Joseph's dream in Genesis 41, 6, 23, 27, the seven thin ears in the cows came blighted by the east wind. This is the 7 years of famine. What killed the cows? The east wind. What caused the famine? It was the wind. The wind is going to kill us all, guys. But that's not all. Just before the wind happens, just before the barometric pressure happens, and the change of the barometric pressure, the arrows are sent in the wind. And so when that east wind blows, God sends his arrows also. And Isaiah 5, 26 through 30 explains what will be the end of the vine or the house of Israel. God will call some form afar. They will come from the ends of the earth, and they are like young lions. And at the time when there is darkness in the heavens, this is the night when the sign of Israel have brought darkness. And they are the ones who will send the arrows. Yes, it's in the wind. It's in the weather. When the God will send the arrows to destroy. Oh my gosh, I don't know about you, but the reason why your marriage is collapsing today, it's really barometric pressure. God will send the wicked his arrows to wound them in the wind. In Psalm 64, 7. God will send, in Ezekiel 5:16, God will send evil arrows of famine in the wind. In Psalm 77:15 through 19, at the time of the clouds, the lightning, the arrows are sent in the wind, in the storms. Jesus, have mercy upon us all, because I'm here to tell you today that the wind is going to be increased in America. The barometric air pressure could be causing your marriage problems. Yes. In Hosea 13:15, though he be fruitful among his brethren, and east wind shall come, the wind of the Lord shall come upon the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and there'll be no more water. His spring will not bring forth water. He was fruitful among the brethren, but the east wind will make his spring dry. Now the east wind is blowing. Oh my gosh, the reason why things are not going your way is because of the wind. The reason why your marriage is not making it is because of the wind. The reason why you have a hard time getting up and going to work, it's because of the wind, guys. There's been an increase of weather. The wind is really destroying everything. It's killing us all, man. The wind. And so if you live in some windy area, put up a bunch of trees, surround yourself with trees. Oh, I'm sorry. You think you're better than me, right? You think you're better than me, right? Because you got an iPhone, an iPad, and oh, you got Netflix. So you think you're better than me because I want to go back to the Little House in the Prairie days just because I want to ride a horse and buggy. You think you're better than me, right? Oh, you got a fancy car with a computer. So what? My horse will last longer than your cheap car that's being made today. Oh, yeah. You think you can read your Bible on your iPhone? Well, your eyes are being distorted. okay? You're being sprayed with electromagnetic rays. Well, I'm reading my old Bible, and you know what? It will last longer than your cheap iPhone. Ah, okay. Pastor Dean's a Russian agent. No, I'm not. You're sick in the head. And Donald Trump is for real. Now, some of you, I want to tell you that Jesus is the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Some of you, you have a date. So you went to the store. And you were going to buy a rose for this date of yours. And she, but you didn't have the money. Because of the barometric pressure caused you not to be able to work. And so you didn't have the money. So you went to the store and the rose was $50. And you didn't have the money to spend $50 on the rose. Well, I want to tell that gentleman who had a date with this girl that just give her Jesus. The rose of Sharon. The perfect rose. Just go to her and say, I'm sorry, I can't give you a rose. What I have is Jesus. And if she doesn't like you because she did not get a rose from you, then she really is not the kind of woman you want anyway. So the biometric air pressure could be causing your marriage problems. And I want to tell you today that Jesus is the rose of Sharon, and I also want to tell you the reason why things are happening to you in your marriage is really the wind and the weather pattern changes. And I also want to encourage you to continue to follow Jesus. This is a tough world we live in, and so just remember, when the wind increases, judgment's on a nation. And I wanted you to pray that God will withhold the east winds from the United States of America. And I want to also pray for your marriage, that before you go and sign the divorce papers, and women, before you want to go and say my wife's or my husband's verbally abusive, I want you to think of the barometric pressure. Now, we need Jesus back in America. That's what we need. Jesus is that perfect rose, right? So go out and plant yourself a rose today. Go out and plant yourself a rose. And Jesus is the perfect rose. And you too are beautiful. And may your marriage prosper. And may everything that you do prosper this week. And I want to tell you that we need Jesus back in America. And we need him now.
God bless Texas. We'll be right back. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. God bless Texas.